Can somebody say amen? Amen? All right, we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 2 and starting at verse 24. Rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Zion, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. We are going in to possess our possessions. And this particular series is called Receiving Your Inheritance. Now, we are uniting right now two things. One, I'm talking about Christianity and what kind of Christianity needs to be in place for us to be able to do this. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about God, if time permitting, talk a little bit about the blessing. Because that's most important, that you have complete confidence in the blessing. When Jesus, the Bible says in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus announced his ministry, and here he was now finished preaching in verse 28, and he said, all they that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him into a brow of the hill wherewith the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Glory to God. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. But what caused him to pass through the midst of them? The blessing. And how the power of that blessing can work in our lives. But we're going to talk about that. Now, let's kind of take up where we left off last time. The thing that I want to establish first is that truth is the highest level of reality. The way that the enemy tries to keep people in bondage is to keep them ignorant. Even today, our church has a literacy program. And one of the reasons we have it is because to teach people to read and be able to interpret something. I think the colonies, when this nation was formed, the colonies, if you had 50 families, you had to form a school. And it did that so that people could be able to read the Constitution. But I can guarantee you, if you don't know your rights, there's somebody out there that's got them. They are waiting on you. And so you have to teach people to read. You know, and I was just back in the day now, this is, don't go too far back, but it was back in the day. But parents used to work 2 and 3 jobs to get enough money to send their kids to school. Today, some of them don't care whether they go to school or not. That's a spirit. It is not the spirit of Christianity. So, one of the things that happened is that the way Satan worked his way into this world was this whole idea of knowledge. And deceiving Eve, making her think she didn't have something she already had. Somebody say, if you want to keep people from getting ahead, just put it in a book. They'll watch TV, but they won't read. I don't know why I stopped on that, so, you know. All right, so he is saying that this world is hostile. This world is, you're surrounded by unbelief. And the world is, in general, hostile towards God. Now, the church is the world's only hope. Because they're the ones that can bring God into every environment. All right? So now what has happened is I took you back to Numbers chapter, bless you, praise God. I know that was good. Numbers chapter 13, please. And also, Romans chapter 3. You don't need to turn to Romans chapter 3. Just Numbers chapter 13 is fine, I think. Okay? All right, Numbers chapter 13. He says here in verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And verse 31 said, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up, the Bible says, and what kind of report? An evil report. Now, what are we saying with this? He said this. Stop speaking what is happening and start speaking what is written. Now, I'm talking about going in here and taking these giants. Now, if you don't want to go in, you want to stay in the wilderness, then stay in there. But if you want to go get your stuff, this inheritance that God has for you, then you're going to have to go in. And by the way, you're going to have to fight for it. So what God did is he waited on another generation to come. And that was this Joshua generation. A whole group that came out of Egypt had died because he found out they didn't want to go. And it's interesting over here where he says in Numbers chapter 14 and verse 26, and the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as I truly live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So you got to even watch your slang. Because if God's going to give you what you say, you better watch what you say. Because death and life are truly where? All right, so God wants us to speak what he has spoken. And this Bible is God speaking to me. Amen. Say this. This Bible is God speaking to me. All right? That's what he wants you to say. Right there. Now, you got to watch it. Because some people are not ready for this. They're not ready for this that I'm teaching right now. But that's okay. I'm still teaching. Now, as we look at this, why does God want you to speak what he speaks? Because faith is rooted in the Word of God. And the only source for faith is his Word. And the only way it comes is by hearing it. Glory to God. Now, how powerful is this word? It is powerful enough that when God spoke it, it changed a world. You with me? Now understand, he has given you the privilege to operate exactly like Him.